Turn this up loud.
Smitty on the track. What up, what up? Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. I'm your host of the most Radical Jack, a.k.a. Nemo Hose, a.k.a. Ringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Swaggy J, a.k.a. Do the Damn Thing, man. Radical Jack, talk shit or die trying, man. Today, I got a few friends of mine doing a special pod, man. We about to have some fun. We about to get into some topics, man. I'm going to let each one go first. Go around, my bad. I don't know who wants to go first. I don't know, man. It's up to you guys, man.
You the moderator, man. Call them out.
Who want to shoot first? All right, man. Hey, fuck it. We got Jay, man. Go ahead, Deshaun. Jay. Y'all might recognize him from the interview.
What's up with Jay? This is Deshaun Jay. Forever we flourish and all things we flourish. Pinky's boy out now. Shout out my nigga Radical Jack. We in the building. I heard you, man.
All right, Reek. What's up, man?
The rapper extraordinaire, my friend, the rapper, Sean Jay. What up, man? Been a long time, no CZs. You know, it's Richie Reek. Tune in. RadicalJackViewsSucks.com.
Hey, I had to live with this guy for a long time. Whatever. He's a. Wow. Anyway, what up, man? What's up, Gerard? Introduce yourself to the people.
It's me, Rod.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He said, that's me.
The Lou Will of San Antonio.
Lou Williams, sixth man of the year. Finesse God. Finesse God.
That's a double entendre.
Man, we should have went live with this one, man. We should have went live. All right, man. So y'all already see who my panel is. Jenny, you want to say hi to everybody? Here, come here, baby. Since you just won't leave. Say hi. Say hi. No, say it. Say hi.
She's adorable.
All right.
She's adorable. Deshaun hopped in the middle of my interview too, so it's all good.
See you later, okay? Love you. All right, y'all. Oh wow, she closed the door. I guess she. All right, whatever. All right, man. So you already know what it is, man. We got some good juicy stuff to talk about today, man. I got my panel in here because it's always more fun to have a difference of opinion. So here we go. Let's see what we're going to do, man. I'm going to start it off with a song as usual. Gerard said this one will work out, so we're going to rock with it.
So everybody hates it as well.
Yeah, this is before he got a... Before he went Garbo.
This is the song we started this shit off with. I hate both of you niggas.
The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slip and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys pussy and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync. Fuck what y'all think. Fuck everything that you say about me. My dogs like to play Madden in 2K. But one thing they don't do is play about me. My homeboy Tyler, he plays out me. She told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I've been trying to pop, now I'm all like Shumper. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like
All right. Y'all already know what it is, man. So let's just get to it, man. I don't know if y'all noticed, but there's a tomato shortage, man. There's a tomato shortage in America. Don't laugh. This is serious. Look at Jay's face. Yo, hold up. So y'all are mad at me because
nobody cares about a tomato shortage.
You don't care about a tomato shortage.
I don't care.
I just want to make sure none of y'all care.
If I never eat a tomato again, I'll be okay.
If you never eat a tomato, I'm glad you said that. Jay, you don't care about a tomato shortage?
It could be a problem. Who knows, man?
Thank you, Reed. Thank at you least somebody. Okay, so I just want you guys to know, y'all like pizza, right? Y'all like spaghetti? Y'all like pasta? Y'all like salsa in your tacos?
No, I'll make pizza with Alfredo sauce. I'll be okay.
It's actually pretty good. It's actually great.
It is. I've had Alfredo with the spinach chicken. It's pretty fire.
And spaghetti isn't something that like I would die without eating.
I'm just saying, man, it's a little rough.
Is it though?
Oh no, yeah, no more. No more ketchup. Oh no.
No more barbecue sauce either.
Oh man, I'm from Carolina. We don't use barbecue sauce.
Oh wow. I guess that's Carolina food tastes weird. Barbecue. Y'all don't eat barbecue.
That's why the food tastes weird.
Boy, you out your damn mind.
Hey man, he said he's up there right now.
He gained some weight too.
Kick out.
It's eating good. Nigga eating good. Don't let that nigga lie.
Like
you.
Shit. I'm not eating good. I'm eating like shit.
Gain a weight
like hey, Reese, you don't like it up there, huh?
Carolina, like I ain't got taste buds.
Oh, this man here. All right, man. I just wanted to see what y'all thought about it, man. Hey, first of all, look, we're not gonna have no beef about North Carolina and Texas. It's actually kind of funny.
Huh? I didn't say anything about
it, bro. Like, it's just this Texas, you Texas niggas, bro. Like, it don't even be us, bro.
Hey,
like,
hey,
we accept, like I said, you Texas niggas. Where you at, nigga? Anyways.
This is not by choice.
Where you at, nigga? Not my. Actually, it is because you signed up for it. So technically, it is.
That is true. He's got a point.
It is. Ain't no, it wasn't no draft. I don't remember a draft.
I could have went anywhere.
I don't remember a draft happening.
Hey, what Jay-Z say? You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. All right. So I guess nobody cares about the tomatoes. I do. I personally, I'm kind of sad about that.
I don't believe it. I think it is bullshit. That's why I ignored it.
Wing shortage. Did we run out of chicken wings?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to figure out how we had a chicken wing shortage in the first place.
I live right down the street from Golden Chick. They've been popping every day.
I mean, I'm just saying, we didn't have no chicken shortage. The wings were supposed to be short.
Popeyes.
Wingstop.
Closing. None of Wingstop.
But they did. Hey, remember, they did add on the chicken thighs, but I mean, that was whatever. You know what I'm saying?
They had
don't nobody buy the rest of the chicken. They just buy wings.
So how we have a chicken wing? So it was some chickens born without wings that we just been. You know what?
Oh, nigga, they just stocked up on everything else but wings.
You know what?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
All right, so. How y'all feel about this WNBA problem, man? The pay
not
difference.
It's accountability being dodged again. That's all.
Problem,
you know what I'm saying? Candace Parker is being dodged. Actively on TNT telling everybody how much the women need to be paid. What's her name?
The thing is, I don't know too many women that know about the WNBA. They barely know about the NBA.
I don't know any women that know about the WNBA.
Let alone the WNBA, they barely know who Candace Parker is. And Candace Parker is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who Candace Parker is except basketball fans.
A legend.
I blame marketing. Marketing is trash. I don't even know when that can be safe.
Because you need money to market. Ain't no money going to the WNBA. Ain't nobody watching that shit. Ain't nobody buying no jerseys. Ain't nobody pulling up to the games like that. So they ain't got no money to market like NBA.
They don't make any revenue. Facts. If you look at their games, you see half the stadium is empty.
Before this year, where would you find a WNBA game?
You said what, Gerard?
I said I blame the promoters. They better start giving free tickets to kids.
Nobody wants to go. I told you this. The fix for the WNBA is to lower the goal. They already have a shorter 3-point line. I believe they have a shorter basketball court. You know what I'm saying? Everything's already smaller.
Make
lower
it exciting.
Goal. You know what I'm saying? Lower the goal so they can dunk
wasn't
on each other.
Wasn't it for like not too long ago? They wasn't even letting them dunk.
I don't even know.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Don't quote me in that at all.
Yeah, no, for a while they were like, no dunking. Not everybody can do it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, like, see, and that's the problem. Nobody wants to watch it. Also, their games are slower than NBA games. They're very
a lot slower. I've been to a WNBA game before. It's not that they're not talented. They're definitely talented.
Bro, whatever you have your phone on, you got to fix it.
Stop it, Reed. Stop it, Reed. If I was close to a stadium, I'd go.
You're not wrong, but stop it, Reed. You're not wrong.
This man would not go to no WNBA game, no matter
what. I would, man. I met Candace Parker. Hey, boy, it was a date. That mean it, you know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
was it her idea?
Well, outside of marketing, outside of lowering the hoop, I honestly just don't think people care. Bottom line, nobody cares. Nobody wants to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was a good idea, but nobody cares.
I mean, that's social media in general. People just act like they care about shit just because it's on social media. Like, other people care about it.
That's just like the whole female football thing. You know what I'm saying? They did the female flag football, and they did the
lingerie football league.
Lingerie football league where they had the pads, but like they couldn't even get people to watch football with sex in it. You know what I'm saying? Like there was sex appeal there. They still didn't care.
With sex in it. That's what he said.
San Antonio got a football team, a ladies football team.
And how many people go to watch the play?
That we weren't talking about.
Hey, shout out to San Antonio. Who? We don't even know their name. They just got
funny as hell.
Shout out to the lady football players.
Yeah, shout out to the San Antonio Lady Jukes. What is the difference between being a simp and showing chivalry?
Money.
Like where do we draw the line of being a simp and being a gentleman? You said time,
money, and time.
Like how much money you spent, or how
it
much?
It depends, though. Like money, not really, but like it's about a certain amount. After a certain amount, yeah.
How much you spend, and how much of that is reciprocated back towards you in any way, shape, or form?
Is she showing you any kind of interest or any kind of appreciation? Like, cause sometimes you know, there's some relationships where y'all are just friends, and you buy your homegirl some shit. She might buy you some shit, or she might do something like, yo, she look out for me in all types of ways. So I throw some shit for appreciation. But if nothing is happening in return, you're a simp.
Also, if you are paying for stuff and you're not receiving anything back in any way, shape, or form, time, love, affection, money, and this person asks for something, say no, and they get mad. Simp.
Hey, look, that sounds like a sugar daddy to me. I'm just saying.
And it is people that legit like use materials to keep relationships. Like there are people that do that. Like, they figure out what people like and they buy them shit so they stay around them.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's it becomes simping at the point of no return. Once she puts you in that friend zone, once she puts you in that category of like, this is the homie, and she introduces you to everybody, she talks over to you, every dude that she talks to, like,
it's over with.
It's never you in that place, but somehow you guys are on dates. Oh, yeah, we're going to go see the movie together, and you know what I'm saying? She's always posting you on her social media, but it's never like a problem to her. Down. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, went out with my big brother.
The homie fam. Oh no, nah. When she hit you with the fam.
My cousin.
Twin. Oh shit.
Oh, not twin. Not twin.
Oh, you wanna know what I found out, bro? I found out women pass off tricks. Like if they think you're like somebody that their friend can get off on too, they'll pass you off.
I mean, damn. That's
wild, bro.
He said we passed them off. Yeah, girl. Yeah, he just called me this.
My homegirl. She said they pass them off now.
Hey, like, but you know what? It actually makes sense because low key, me and him aren't together, is what she said. So she's just like, hey, I got a homegirl that you might want to talk to. And then she introduces them. And now this nigga's taking both of them out.
Yeah. The whole time he's thinking, like, oh, I'm
yeah, he's taking me on Monday. So you, hey, just get him Wednesday, Thursday.
Exactly, bro. It's a tough game.
And then whole time that he's hanging out with both of them, they both telling him, like, yeah, don't tell such and such. I don't want her to be jealous.
Some dudes don't even know they simps. They might think they still being chivalrous.
They never.
They just getting played that hard.
Yeah, I know a dude that. Never mind. I ain't even gonna do it.
Nah, do it.
Buddy went on a trip to Atlanta with this girl. He had a big crush on her. The crazy part is she had a crush on him before he had a crush on her, but he never wanted to talk to her. So when he finally gave her the chance, she took full advantage of this man. So they went to Atlanta, went to a club. She dipped out on him in the club, ended up hanging out with another dude, smashed, use a condom. Don't worry, use a condom. That's the best part. Went back to the hotel where Buddy was at, and he ate her out.
Oh, yeah. Big old freak. That's what he is. That's what he is. This...
Big old freak. Big old fool. Big
old freak. That's what... Yeah, for sure, big old fool.
Oh, my God.
Dummy, because I know, hey, he right now, she ain't take no hoe bath. We know this. We know nigga, she ain't take no hoe bath.
No, that nigga was eating.
He smelled that shit.
That's the wildest part, bro. Like,
big old freak.
I don't know if it's worse on her or him, you know what I'm saying? Like him not knowing what a condom smells like or what.
Y'all ain't never had to stop at the gas station to wash off in the sink.
Damn. I mean, hey, I don't know. You know, she might have been able to get a little dip dab in there.
No, I'm talking about y'all. I ain't say her, I say y'all. don't try to. Nah, you never know.
Nah. I ain't never had to take a whole bath to no gas station.
Before you leave, you just use the sink right there. What you talking about?
Facts.
Yeah, if it's that deep, honestly, if it's that deep, you can wash off right there, bro. You go hop in the shower at the crib and just, you know what I'm saying?
At a gas station.
You have to sex anyway.
Great thinking.
No UTIs.
I'll stop at a club.
Okay, first of all, pause. First of all, how are you guaranteeing no UTIs?
Hey, man, you pee after sex every time. No UTIs.
You are supposed to pee after sex.
All right. I mean, you are supposed to pee after sex, but you know what I'm saying? Outside of UTIs, there's the other TI with the S, and you know what I'm saying? Condoms prevent those. But anyway.
Facts.
Okay, we talking about the inside, though.
Bro, what?
This man is anti-condom.
Those. We don't do those.
Nah, you should always wrap it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Here at Radical Jack's Views, we promote safe sex. Safe sex only, because
everybody in this bitch got kids.
Except Gerard. That we know of.
Oh shit, yeah, hey, the way he just hugged that ball, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The way he just hold that ball, bro. I don't know. I don't know. Gerard, hold on for dear life.
Please. He got the news and told us. Yeah, he hugged that ball like my life
changed. Jesus. Oh, man.
She ain't
done it. It's all good, bro. It's okay, man. Hey, hold up. Back on that WNBA thing, though. How do y'all feel about Brittany Griner? Nobody answered that. Everybody just.
I mean, she's getting hoed. She's literally getting hoed, but
I put it like this, man. The punishment is extra. But bro.
Should have got 1 year.
We can agree that the punishment is extra.
Go to the casino, you lose the gamble. You don't be mad at the casino. You mad you gamble.
Facts. And you know, that's the thing.
Punishment is extra. But a lot of people gamble.
She was going over there routinely like that. But like you said, you take a gamble every time. You know it's not supposed to be over.
The real question is. If she in the WNBA, why is she doing drugs?
On top of that, if you're in the WNBA, well, you should know you're going to be a target. If you do something stupid, they're going to make an example out of you.
I mean, especially when your country.
Because they're going to be like, you think you could come to our country and do whatever you want because you're who you are. Yeah. We're going to show you how we're going to treat you.
Yeah, big facts. I mean, personally, you know, I don't feel bad, bro. I do think that I think the 9 years is extensive jail. Like, but I don't feel bad at all.
Me
like,
personally, if I leave the country, I'm sober until I get back.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I mean, personally. Like, me personally. And I'm a great people's person. I can find what I want to find. But me personally, if I shouldn't bring it on the plane, it's not going to be on the plane. I'm not going to think about packing it.
If you're going to another country and you know shit could get real, like, that shouldn't even be a thing that you even fathom.
And on the plane, I don't understand nobody trying anything with the plane, period. Plane. Anytime I hear airport, I say, bro. I'm automatically disappointed. They have a whole hour worth of annoyance and waiting dedicated to making sure you don't sneak no dumb shit on this plane. And you going to say, let me bring some illegal shit. Let me just put it in this bag and put it in a shampoo bottle. Are you fucking kidding me?
To Russia. Like, bro.
Bro, and Russia can't stand us. Why would you?
Russia.
Bro, Russia do not like us. Bro. Like, why would you give them a reason to fuck with an American?
It's Russia. That ass. That should have been.
Give them a reason. You're American. They're already like, you're here.
You're here. Your country is at war with this black place. Like, forget and everything else. Yeah, and you black, but your country's at war with this place that you're going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that shit is wild as hell. I'm not about to sit up here and scream free such and such, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do feel like the time is a lot, but at the end of the day, you went to a different country. It's literally fighting with us right now. You became an example. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like, oh, LeBron James wouldn't be in this situation. Yeah, because LeBron James wouldn't have took weed over there.
I damn near feel like he might have been a worse one. He might have been in a worse situation if he did some dumb shit like that, almost.
Bruh, if they could catch LeBron? What? We ain't never letting this man go.
They would have asked for Trump.
You need to send somebody for real over here. I mean, they trying to trade off, you know, the Lord of Death?
Merchant. I heard they turned that
Merchant of Death. There we go. Like,
I heard they turned that shit down.
I would too. We're talking about a dude that literally distributes weapons for a basketball player. Like, come on, bro. We talk about somebody that's literally killed thousands upon thousands of people due to war for Gerard. That don't make no sense.
Like, we are talking about America too. We are talking about America too.
Yeah, that's true. But I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, it sucks, but you know what I'm saying? Just, I think everybody should take this and just realize, look, if it sounds dumb, looks dumb, you should probably just hold off on it. It ain't that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the things that I contemplate, should I do it, I don't do it.
If you really got to think on it that hard, you already know
the answer.
That's fact.
All right, I could really be thinking of how I can get away with it and have a whole plan, and I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm cool. And that's got me out of a lot of situations.
Everybody here. A lot of shit. I feel that.
Letter to go, Kuwait and Afghanistan go work, and I was just like, I was looking at it, I was like,
And you see, the crazy thing is you wouldn't even have to take it over there because it grows over there. So there's somebody that already has it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you want it that bad, especially in Afghanistan, that shit literally grows like blue bonnets in Texas. Like, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? That's pointless as hell. But everybody here is on social media, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm an artist.
Yeah. You're an artist. You need it. I need it. I'm barely on there now, but we still have it. But I feel like social media helps us keep trash-ass actions alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like artistry is kept alive because of social media when there's dog shit-ass rappers that we don't tell them to stop rapping because there's 3,000 people that say this nigga's great. When in all actuality, he's dog water. But because those 3,000 people got 3,000 more friends, eventually that shit turns into a million. And it's like, now we got Lil Peeps and whoever the hell else Tyreek likes all on the radio. So it's just, you know.
Who that is. That's crazy.
You don't know Lil Peep?
No.
I don't even know if he's alive. I think he's dead, low key. I don't know.
He is dead, you asshole. Humans keep trash alive, bro. It's not even social media. I mean, social media, no one man should have all this power, bro. It could be great in the hands of the right person. It could be a terrible thing in the hands of the wrong person.
But I just really feel like
simple. But humans, just being humans, we're gonna find a way to fuck something up.
Social media,
that's right, too. But social media, man, it gives the little man the voice that they don't need. And it's for whatever reason that guy develops these big ass follows. And it's just like, yeah, everybody's on that wave. You know what I'm saying? Social media also keeps friendships that we don't need to keep around.
It's a gift and a curse, man. It's a gift and a curse.
Like, it's a huge gift. Has a good fan base, bro.
Yeah, because I mean, just like you were saying, it gives the little guy who don't need to be heard a voice. It gives a little guy that should be heard a voice at the same time.
That's true.
It's a big gift and a curse for real, man. Like, it's just us being humans. We're going to find a way to expose them, put the biggest light on the bad shit.
I mean, we could even push phones in general, bro. Like, if everybody had to put their phone down for 1 month, everybody would be done. We'd be done.
I was talking to my little brother a couple days ago about just when you had to actually interact with people, like when you had to go out to meet new people, like you couldn't just hop on your phone and scroll and swipe, like you had to go plan when you go into the mall, find out what spot everybody go to and go there on the day everybody go there, and you had to actually talk to people.
I mean, if you watch people interact with other people, They don't know what they're doing anymore. A lot of people
have no social skills now.
They're weird.
They have like, no
person, social they skills. Looking it's around. Now, if don't I'm know what to say. Like
this, people be thinking I'm mad because I'm talking like this.
Because all like, they do
people
is
don't
read.
Even know how to read emotion.
They read your text. That's it. They read your text and whatever voice is in their head. Because
that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. That's how they feel. Or they only see your social media profile, your stories. So they assume if you're not like this, then you're mad, whatever. You're just not in the mood you're supposed to be in. You know what I'm saying? So it is weird. But I also feel like social media keeps friendships alive that we don't need. You know what I'm saying? Like when you really sit back and think about it, you know, if you look back, our parents, most of our aunties and uncles and, you know, whatever you want to call your parents' best friends, like those are real friends that they've had. You know what I'm saying? But social media have us keep up with motherfuckers that we don't give a damn about. You know what I'm saying?
We also give too many people too much access.
No, big facts.
And we don't even realize it. Yeah, we don't even realize it.
We post everything on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's literally no privacy anymore. If you don't post it on the internet, then, you know, depending on your mindset, you're going to feel like, well, it can't be real until the world sees it.
Because everybody else doesn't believe it unless it's on social media, unless they can scroll and search for it.
Facts. It's just crazy, bro. Like, actually, you know what I'm saying? There's weird shit with the whole tablet game. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, Journey's got a tablet. I'm pretty sure your son's got a tablet, but you
he
know,
has a
saying?
Tablet with limited access. Ain't too much shit you can do on there.
Yeah, I have her set to a 5-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally have it set, and it grows every year as she goes. That's how. Shout out to Amazon. They do that. I don't know if
same, you got an Amazon tablet too.
Yeah, I don't know what iPads do, but Amazon, you can limit it to age, and that I think that's hard. But the thing about it is, like, you still got to be aware. Like, Reek, he posted something, and it was like little kids showing kids, like, oh, let's kill daddy. Ha ha, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Or let's drown daddy, or let's flood the bathroom today. Like, just teaching kids, like, doing bad stuff is good.
Yeah, no, it's been a couple times I've walked by and like it looked like a child friendly cartoon, but I'd hear something and I'm just like, oh no, sir. Oh no, let me see that right quick. Let me adjust these sensors. Something ain't right.
It's crazy, bro. Like you really have to watch everything just to be safe for your kids.
You gotta
bro.
Pay attention, man. Yeah, you definitely have to pay attention.
This internet could be a great thing. You could do stuff like this, and it could be a bad thing where you can influence.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same shit happening when it was us. It was just not as common and not as easy. I mean, shit, you know, the disgusting shit like two girls, one cup went viral when we were in high school.
You know what? The thing is, you had to see that on your computer. You didn't have it on your phone. You know what I'm saying? There might be that one dude that had the advanced phone. He might have had the Palm Pilot or whatever. He downloaded it.
Niggas had a little iPod.
But
had a little iPhone.
For the most part, all of us was walking around with razors, etc. Whatever flip phone variation you had at the time. That's what you had.
Sprint had the katana.
Singular. Prime Code.
I forgot about Singular.
Yeah, man. All them old ass phone companies. Sprint before it went yellow and it was a little red.
Battery. Yeah, it was like the little pound sign, something like that.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really wild that we grew up the way we did, and our parents, like, we kind of finessed our parents with the internet because we all learned the internet at the same time. But because we were younger, it came faster to us, where our parents had to adjust their life. So, you know, you can go home, watch porn, delete your history, and your parents will never know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait.
You said what?
It can work that way this way.
Well, yeah, not your parents. Your parents, yeah, they they know computers.
It ain't work that way this way. They come to dry. So on November 22nd at 9:55.
I thought you were watching Becky Bundy.
And computer downstairs.
They were like, don't get on the computer. I was like, okay. Got on the computer, went to 23isback.com to look at some shoes. Dad called me, why are you on the computer at 23isback.com? I'm just like, bruh.
Dog, I got a story. My homie told me one time he was watching porn while his parents was in the crib. And his dad had a way to control the computer while he was on the computer. So while he was watching porn,
remote access. His dad
took control and typed in the keyword search and said, come downstairs now. I started crying. I thought my heart would have dropped.
Bruh, imagine being mid-stroke.
I would have lost the ability to get hard, fam. Like, I've been done.
Yeah, because that's going to be.
Fuck him up.
I'm going to be that dad.
This man, I'm gonna be him. I'm gonna be watching. What are you looking at? Hey, once you're finished, wipe up and come downstairs.
I'm not even gonna care. I'm just gonna do it just because it's gonna be fun.
Oh, no. Man,
you gotta fuck him up, wild, bro.
Hey, wait, have y'all ever got caught? No. Have y'all ever got caught?
Yeah, I've got
almost. Almost.
I got caught.
The last button, boy. That last button, the motherfucker. It lasts real quick, Nick.
Gerard, you said you did get caught.
Yeah, I got caught way back. This is high school. This is high school. I got caught. And my dad, like, opened the door. Bro, come lock the door. Eric, which...
He cut. Did they cut the camera off to tell the story? That nigga scarred.
My brother's FaceTiming.
I think he said, hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a moment.
Let me get it together real quick. He's probably getting a phone call low key.
Yeah, he said his brother FaceTimed him. Huh?
My brother FaceTimed me.
Oh.
He don't ever FaceTime me, so I'm gonna have to call him back after the story. But yeah, so my dad was like, yeah, I'm gonna take your mom and your brother to IHOP real quick. Come lock the door. I was like, all right. And he whispered, he was like, get that girl out of my house by the time I get back. But I was like, at least he let me look. He let
damn. Me. Whoa, man's got caught with a female in the crib.
Bro, hey, your dad's a fool, fam.
Yo, at least your dad was cool about it, low key. Because if he had told your mom, you already know mom's is overreacting off rip.
Oh my God, my son.
Jay, I tell you, I got
that girl out of my house.
Wait, you said what?
I threw a party at my house way back when, and Jay was there. But the way I got was somebody put a six packs of beer in like vegetable cabinet.
Hell no!
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
And then
that was a legendary night, bro. Because that was the most spontaneous party to get packed that could ever be thrown.
Bruh.
Niggas drove from Austin like midnight. To come to the party at Gerard crib.
Hey, that's that fire. Wild shit. Too bad too bad your people, you know, they slipped up on you. But I mean that's still fire.
Hey, it was still successful. Or
watching porn.
Huh? I got caught on email, but I never got caught watching porn.
Wait, hold on, you got caught all the time.
Hey, I said I got caught with a female, but I never got caught watching porn.
No, I ain't get caught watching porn. I got caught beating my meat.
Wait, by dad or by Sarah?
By you. This nigga just walk in. Hey, what you doing? Oh, my bad, man. All right. I finished my door. Thank you, fuck.
I caught a homie beating his meat, and he still don't know to this day.
Oh, see, that's awkward. That's super awkward. You know, me personally, you know, yeah, me ripping my brother's sheets off is different. No, the homie.
Unfortunately, we were sleeping in the same room, so I heard it.
Oh, you listening. Oh.
Oh, you heard the video. I hope you didn't hear him.
So
he's like, this is a faded memory. I tried to delete it.
So we was 19. I was like 19 years old, and this is like the first time I've ever gotten into a strip club. Me, this other individual, and another individual. You know this individual I'm talking about, by the way. You both do. Wow. You both do. Actually,
are they in the group?
Got upset. I know exactly who it is. I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
So we go to the strip club, right? And we chilling, you know, we have a good time. We went with some guys from Sultan's because they had just opened Tripoli. So we was over there kicking it with them at Tripoli's. And one of them knew a stripper. So we went there and we were kicking it with them. Then we went back to Tripoli's for a little bit and the stripper came with us. We kicked it with her for a little bit. Then we went back to his aunt's crib because we was crashing over there because his aunt let us pretty much do whatever the fuck we wanted other than smoke. But we could drink whatever the hell we wanted. So we would go over there and chill. So we decided we just go crash over there after the strip club. So we go over there, we crash, and we all crash in this room. We crash on the floor on all the opposite sides of the bed. He on his bed, and the other guy's on the other side of the bed, and I'm on the floor on the other side. And I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm just laying there for a little bit, just chilling. And then I realize, I'm like, it's been a noise going on this whole time. I'm like, why the hell did I wake up? Like, what the fuck woke me up? And the bed is shaking.
No like, way. Hold up, bro. That's too intense. First of all, why is your bed shaking, bro?
Whoa. Not like crazy, crazy shaking, but it's shaking like, to the point where like
I'm just saying you hear a squeak. Bro, that's a power stroke. That is not.
I'm sitting there like just looking at the wall.
Hey, what, you were sleeping on the floor? You were sleeping on the floor?
Yeah. So nah, I laid on the floor like, bro, ain't no
way. How are you comfortable? First of all, your homeboy's right here. So how are you even comfortable enough to be like, man, I can get one off real quick, man? There's a whole bathroom. Bro. You could have went to the bathroom.
I was so like confused. I'm like, ain't no way, dog. No, I'm in disbelief. Like, no. But this one sealed it and told me for sure it stopped. And then I heard a long. I was like, oh. I'm telling. I got to tell my nigga. Oh, I got to tell him, man, in the morning, bro. I got to tell.
And what did he say when you told him?
I told the other homie. He was like, you fucking lying. I was like, bro, I put this on everything I can, my nigga. Bro, this
hey, nigga look, at least you heard the instead of. I'd have
got up and cussed him out. I'd have got up at that point. I'd have blew my cover. They got me mad as hell.
What the hell is wrong with you, bro?
Because I'm already like trying to like tell myself he's not doing this. He's not dying. There's no way he's knowing he got two of his homies within 4 feet of him. And he's legit. No. Hey, nope.
Look, it be like that, bro. That's so. Oh man, that's terrible, bro.
You like, still don't know we know to this day.
PSA. If for young people that watch this, if you're a young man, you still have your boys sleeping over. If you're in college, bro, like go to the bathroom. It is not hard to get up, go to the bathroom, bro. Your man is in the same room as you.
You can skip a night.
That's cool. You should not be that horny.
You can skip a night.
You can skip. Oh, no, God, bro.
Said, nah, bro. I got to get this one off, bro. My trigger finger's itching, dog. You don't get it.
Break up while you over there.
Like, bro, that is ridiculous, man. Like,
that strip club had that boy horny, bro. We only went to Rick's.
Super horny. Oh, yeah, you did say y'all went to the strip club. And, hey, maybe he had never been that close to some ass. I don't know. That shit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, not to that atmosphere. He's never been in that type of atmosphere. He definitely wasn't a virgin at that time.
Well, no, not a virgin. I'm just saying, you know, there's a difference.
Not that type of vibe. To be comfortable in a strip club, you got to be comfortable with yourself. I don't think he's that comfortable.
Because you know what it's like to be with a chick and smash, but you also know what it's like to, like, be with a girl and smash. Like, you in there everywhere, butt cheeks, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's one thing to just lay on top of a chick and just.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh my god.
Yo, I can never imagine rolling over asking a chick, yo, am I the best you ever had?
Why'd you do that voice?
Did you finish?
Am I the best you ever had?
Yo, dead. I'm just saying, okay, for one, hey, let's just talk about that. First of all, man, time. That is corny as hell.
Was it? Did you like it? Like, dog.
You can say, how was it? That's fine. That's probably the only question that you really can do. Like, honestly, as a man, if you're confident in your shit, you can say, hey, how was it? How you feeling? Not how was it. Yeah.
You good? There we go, Reek.
You know what I'm saying? Because you good can go a lot of ways. You good can be like, do you need more? You good, like, ooh, I see.
You got to base the you good off her body language. If she looks right, tired, then you got to be a little sarcastic. You good?
You good? Yeah.
But if she's chilling, you got to be very calm and sincere. You good? You need anything? Can I get you anything? Yeah,
right, you got to, hey, don't you got to read
she might,
the rule.
She might kill your ego right quick.
You got to read the rule. Because that you good can turn real. No.
Yeah, exactly. Not at all. I'm worse now.
She's going to be like, clearly you are.
One of us is.
You know what? Let me get my
I'll delete my number for you.
Clearly this ain't it. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Nah, boy. Hey, y'all gotta be careful out here, bro.
Another ring pop. But yeah, you definitely gotta be careful out here, man. There's not really too many questions you can ask. You gotta watch. You gotta watch your step, man. If you're not performing, you better know if you're performing or not. You have to be conscious. Be confident, but be conscious.
Yes, facts. Be cautious, man. Because
every session, I'm in there. Game six.
Hey, get from over there.
What Kevin Hart said? That nigga said, "Whose pussy is this?" I don't know. Whose is it? Wait, bro.
Right now, if you don't see her text her best friend, get from over there. Just laid it down. You ain't shit.
Nah. I don't even want to text nobody, bro. Just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, take in the moment. That's what you did right. Just take in the moment. You just lay there. It's just like.
Stay there. Yeah, just stay there. Stay there.
Or she come in the room talking shit to you?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't shit.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, I can't.
You get on my nerves. You get on my nerves. I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You already know what it is. You're like, hey, mm-hmm. Your ego's like. What, man?
Yep.
Hey, can you eat real quick?
Hey, fellas, yeah. if she don't get you nothing to eat afterward.
Oh yeah, if she never cooked for you, you're trash.
Get your dick out, bro.
Yeah.
If she never
cook you nothing, you trash.
You know that? You want some juice? Are you good? Are you okay? Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you hungry?
You know, When she put her super female voice on, it's just low as hell. There's no animosity in that shit. Can I take care of
you? Real, very, very sincere. All calm. Like, and
everything is just sincere and happy. They just in the
so caring. All of a sudden, you're just so caring.
Bro, I'm telling you, shit is different, bro. But you know, I'm glad we had fun. But you know, we gotta move into something that. They didn't want to talk about.
You already took a bath, sir.
Here we go.
What are we talking about, X? What's next?
Talking about them L's, them G's, them B's, them T's.
Oh my God. I'm not doing this with
them
you.
Q's, them R's, them S's.
I'm going to give Reek the floor on this. I'm going to give Reek the floor on this.
Hey, man, I'm just asking the question, man. How far is too far, man? Let's talk about She-Hulk in the state of Marvel and LGBTQ. Let's talk about the emasculation of men. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at Marvel, I know some of y'all don't really watch Marvel like that, bro. But you look at Marvel. What's up, man?
Say what's up.
What's up?
Say what's up.
Hi.
Howdy.
What it do, pimp?
Say chilling.
Chilling.
No, don't hit the red button. You're going to hang up on him. Don't hit the red button. Off you
go. Hey, Reek, you don't really watch the Marvel movies like that either.
Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Like, you're not a big fan. You don't really follow it like that.
I mean, I know that She-Hulk is coming out, but isn't that part of the country?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. But I mean, She-Hulk is different, bro.
I'm gonna wait to see it before I speak my piece on that She-Hulk thing, bro.
Nah, cause look, man, the Incredible Hulk is my favorite Marvel character, bro. Like, quite literally. If I can pick my computer up and show y'all my background is the Hulk. My thing is, the Hulk is the strongest there is, and they got him getting outdone by a female. Thor just came
out. What you mean?
I was about to say, man, they kind of crush me because he's one of my favorites too. Wolverine is my favorite.
Like, they hate the Hulk, bro. They hate him. And they've been disrespecting this man since Infinity War. When Thanos gave him the business and the Hulk never got his re-up, that was it. You already knew what it was. But now, you know, Marvel's bringing in every female they can. You know what I mean? They got everything that's being replaced. Whoa. Who's that guy?
Is it me?
I don't know.
No,
it's gone. Hey, it's gone now. But anyway, every main character is being deleted by and being replaced by female. That's what you hear echo now?
Yeah, it's you, bro.
Oh, it's just too loud.
I saw something. I was watching the YouTube thing, and it said somebody in Marvel was trying to find a way to get Hulk to talk more. So him being stuck the way he is like their way of getting to that or some shit like that. I don't believe it, but we'll
see. I mean, the way you get the Hulk to talk more is you have Bruce Banner there. And you call it a day. Let Bruce talk. Let Hulk smash. That's what it's supposed to be. Ain't nobody here to listen to the Hulk talk.
They ain't have to do my nigga Hulk like that, bro. That's just all I have to say. I'm it's still hurt crazy. About that. That hurt me more than watching Batman get his ass beat. Because Batman, I mean, you human. Somebody gonna whoop your ass sooner.
Yeah, like, that's
fine. Like, some of them batarangs only gonna work for so long. The Hulk, I was like, nah, dog. Nah, fam.
Nah, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just ridiculous to me, bro. They got everything being replaced. You know what I'm saying? Captain Marvel, they got Ironheart replacing Iron Man. If it's not a woman replacing it, then, you know, they gotta cater to either the gays or the black people. You know what I'm saying? They sit up here and give us Captain Falcon, you know what I mean? Like, I was cool with Falcon. There was no reason for him to become Captain America. They could have gave the shield to Bucky, and she would have made way more sense. But
it is true.
They didn't want to let it go.
You said what?
They didn't want to let it go.
They just wanted to pander, bro. Here, now he's black.
Pandering's the waste of the money.
You know what I'm saying? And then let's not even talk
about the movement. Feel like you behind them, and they're gonna put their money behind you. Facts. At least for a little bit until they feel like that, until they realize that it was just a scheme. But
yeah,
for the moment, which is all you need it for. If you want money, you just need it for the moment. If you get everybody with you for the moment, that's multiplication.
But you know, their movies are actually bombing, but they're not like they're not putting the real numbers out there. They're just like, oh yeah, hit a billion. You know what I'm saying? But like, did it hit a billion? Because in America,
how long did it take to hit a billion?
You know, yeah, it's taking a long time for these movies to hit versus how it was. And then, you know, like Black Panther, we already know what's going to happen. Everybody, all of us, going to run out there, support this movie. It's the best movie in the world.
Niggas you know? Wore the cheekies and all that.
Hey, let's not forget, you got a black female hold it down in the main role. Now that's
the time. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna just be honest, bro. The first Black Panther was dog shit too, but everybody liked it because it was for the culture. It's for the culture. Black Panther went hard in Civil War. That was a real T'Challa. He was out there whooping ass. He was borderline bad guy. We didn't really know who the hell he was. He told Tony and Captain, "Hey, it was."
We're gonna be honest. Out of all the superhero movies I've seen, Black Panther's probably I've seen that one the least often, the least most. Like, I've seen quite a few times.
Bro, that movie is literally females carrying it. Like, if you watch the movie, it's a female movie. Oh, I never get nervous. Oh, until she's around. Oh, okay, cool. Shiri's got to do this. Shiri's making his suit. Where's his intelligence showing? It's not. It's almost like when Tom Holland's with Iron Man. They made it seem like Peter was an idiot. He's just Iron Boy. He's Tony Stark Jr. Like, bro.
Yeah, true. You know Peter's saying? Actually smart as shit. Peter's supposed to be smart as shit.
Over here, they pandering. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous, man. T'Challa was literally carried by everybody that's a woman in that movie. Got his ass beat. His mama saved
destroyed.
Him. His girl went and got the black herb for him. You know what I'm saying? They all revived him back to health. Like, it was just like, God damn. Are you the leader or shit? Like, your lionesses is doing the most.
Basically.
He couldn't keep Get Out in line. Get Out was about to turn on him for T'Challa. Yeah. I mean, for Killmonger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. At this point, with Marvel, bro, I try not to even be disappointed with it because I'm just kind of like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that it's not following the comics that we want them to follow. They're following these newer prints that nobody gives a shit about except for these people that really don't give a damn about good stories. They just like it. They love the fact that they're turning everybody black or gay. You know what I'm saying? There's attack on red
fruit. Slow hanging fruit.
Because the gingers are being attacked too. If you got red hair in a group, you're either black or you don't exist. Like, literally, yeah. They're sending all genders to black people. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But as far as LGBT issues go, I was going to say how far is too far. You know what I'm saying? How much is too much? But I guess that's not really a line that you can really say. But I don't even feel like it's actually gay people being mad or, like, pushing it. I really think it's just the media doing it because access media is what we see on our phones every day. And they're the ones that control.
Yeah, I agree. I'm cool with a few gay people, bro. Like,
yeah, like
they don't really strike me. They don't. I've never heard them really talk too much about it. I feel like it's really just the media stirring shit up for real.
Bro, I'm telling you. And then, is Paul homophobic?
I don't feel like it is. I feel like it's. I don't know, man. People might say it is. I don't think it is. If you feel like it is, then don't say it. But guess what? I'm going to say
it. You know what I'm saying? If you say, hey, man, that money long as shit. Pause. I'll ride that shit. Pause. Nah, also, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that women need to be more accountable for their weaponization. Oh, look.
Don't take it there. Mr. Toxic then came back to the right subject.
Yeah, were you asleep?
Look at him. Nah, like he's about to bring a birthday ass on.
My brother was in Austin. I had to talk to him.
Oh, I'm about to say, you went from sitting down and chilling. Now you laying down. Like, that man's sleepy as hell. Look.
Not even sleepy, bro.
Well, no, we were just talking about accountability, man. Well, I mean, first we talked about Marvel, but that's what you really missed. You missed the Marvel conversation. But accountability, bro, on women. And, you know, who's the biggest advocate for the LGBTQ? Black women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the one attack that black women use against black men when we ain't doing what they want us to do?
You gay. I'll say it.
Gay. Oh, he don't want to hang out with me. He's hanging out with his homeboys. He must be gay.
You don't want to do what now?
Oh, yeah, you must be gay. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Y'all are so pro this, but you weaponize it. So, I mean, are you really pro or is it only cool for a moment? Is it a social media move? You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, why do y'all use that as a weapon? You know how to use it the right way, but you claim to be cool with these people, but at the same time, you use their lifestyle as an attack. You know, so I don't know, man. I just feel like accountability needs to be applied there, man. You know, stop being homophobic to your homosexual friends.
But, and stop gaslighting.
Oh.
Ooh.
The G word.
Well, he said.
Nobody wants to hear that, though.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
That and accountability. That's two things people do not want to hear.
Don't tell me about myself. What's wrong with you?
Hey, facts.
How dare
hey,
you tell
hey, as my boy Travis said, it ain't my fault she can't accept my flaws. Yo, so I wanted to wrap this LGBT thing up with Dwayne Wade. So,
oh, he wants to go that way.
Bro,
let me see that.
But I can't, I can't deal with it no more, bro. Don't get me wrong, he's coming out with that documentary about the Redeem Team. That's going to be tough. I'm here for that 100%. But him filing a petition for his son to be officially a girl through paper and everything like that.
Who's my dude, bro?
And everybody pretending like they cool with it. That's a problem for me, man. And low key, I've always thought Dwayne Wade was a little funny acting himself. So now I'm starting to think maybe he living curiously through his son. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't run his house, for one. Gabrielle Union is a stepmom, and she came in there. Where's the real mom at? When's the last time we even heard about Dwayne Wade's ex-wife?
That he cheated. I remember something about her trying to, like, her and her daughter trying to find a way to take him to court to get him to have to provide for her or something like that because she was on the street or something like that.
He committed adultery on her. He cheated on her, you know what I'm saying? So easily in the divorce case, she would have won. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason why she's on the streets, why she needs money, any of that stuff. He should be paying her alimony easily. Like, easily. So,
were they married?
Yeah.
I'm assuming the only reason and the only way that they didn't go to courts, did they?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we heard something.
I don't follow D. Wade hard enough to even remember, like, that whole scenario. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a Kobe fan.
You know what I'm saying? I don't follow him like that. I just know that it's kind of wild that he's really doing this with his son. You know what I mean? Like my boy Boosie said, don't cut his dick off, dog. Come on, dog. Don't cut his dick off, man.
Oh, that's so stupid. That shit wild, bro. That shit, like, wild to me.
I mean, I just feel like, yo, like, are we really in a society where we can't even think for ourselves and say
yes?
Nah, not even that. Like, bro, like, why are we letting kids do this to themselves? Children, you know what I'm saying? And yes, a child 17 and below, that is a child. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm with you. I agree.
You know, like, I don't understand how we're even allowing them to make these decisions. You know what I'm saying? If I call Journey in here right now, if you tell Deshaun to go in there right now, you say, what would you change about yourself? The last thing they're gonna say is anything serious. They're gonna ask for some fucking dinosaur scales, a dragon tail, horns on their head.
Sean wouldn't say anything. Sean would look at me and just walk away. Like, what is this nigga talking about? And then just leave.
Like, it's crazy. And they sitting up here like, oh yeah, a 5-year-old knows what they're talking about. Where? They don't even know. They can't even go pee without asking most of the time. So, like, how the hell they know what they're talking about?
If that's the case, get all these old motherfuckers out of office, then, since the young people know so much about what they're talking about all of a sudden.
Hey, bro.
Facts.
Man, you know what I'm saying? In Florida, you know, they got the Don't Say Gay bill, which is not a bill at all, but they've manipulated everybody into believing that's what it is, when in all actuality, it's just a simple bill that tells you not to teach or influence children under 12 about sexual anything.
Which you shouldn't.
Yeah, but they don't want that bill to be passed. It's wild, bro.
No.
Like, it's just crazy to me, man. Like, at the end of the day, I don't have no problem with gay people at all. I just don't like the influence on children that they keep trying to put it on, bro. That's the biggest thing to me. Like, leave the kids out of it. Whatever adults want to do, that's what they do. Whatever the hell you want. You want to cut your tongue into two and be a lizard, I don't give a damn. But, like, leave the kids alone, man. That shit is weird.
No, I feel you. And a lot of stuff is impressionable on kids. Like, even when I be at the church playing basketball, like, I wear a long sleeve just because I don't want the kids to see me being good at basketball and think, hey, he has tattoos. I should get tattoos to be good at basketball. Because that's stupid. But that's how kids think.
Kids do think like that, though. They really will. Oh, he has tattoos. Like,
like, if you want to get tattoos, get tattoos. But don't do it because of me.
Nah, I feel that. So, since we're on the sports topic, man, how y'all feel about Deshaun? I need a masseuse Watson.
Hey, it's a horny motherfucker.
But Can we be honest? Is there a such thing as being too horny?
Yes.
Yes. Hold on, Dry. You said no. Hey, that nigga horny, dog. That nigga horny.
It's about application, man. It's about application. Okay.
Bro, he's getting off to people not even touching him. I mean, granted, he got the massage, but he's literally beating his meat and just telling him to watch.
Hey, man, that's his kink, man.
He's got a wife.
He does.
I think he's got a wife or a girlfriend or something.
She's not watching him.
But
she wants to be involved. She's not watching him.
She's not watching.
Bro, that shit is.
She don't want to pay attention, bro. She don't want to pay attention. That's her problem.
And that shit is spooky, bro. Like, you gotta do better, dog. You gotta do better.
I'm making millions of dollars. I'm not gonna be in the media.
The crazy thing is, if you make that much money, you can literally hire some sex girl to come and watch you beat your meat, bro.
And just have them be the same one.
Be strangers, bro. That's the only way it works.
Honestly, I used to have a homegirl that used to be on a little weird websites where like dudes could pay to do weird shit. Like she said, the dude tried to pay her to like, what's she saying?
Bro, he could have made one of them weird like streamer accounts and had people watching that way, bro.
I done heard a bitch made $1,000 just for some nigga to smell her underarm. Like, come on now. Niggas got money to do whatever they want.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
You weirdos out there need to chill. That's what this boils down to. Fuck your
shit. I've seen
being weird.
Some guy licking the strip club floor, barking like a dog, asking to be like spanked. So, yes, I've seen a bunch of weird stuff.
See, that reminds me of that scene in Players Club. Say, look, I'm black and I'm proud. Like,
bro. Yeah, I literally saw this dude.
It reminded me of P Valley.
We ain't gonna talk about P Valley. Yo, that is crazy though. I ain't gonna lie, buddy.
Back, bro, like,
wow. But he had whips on, like he had whips on his back. Cause
I still ain't seen it.
It's a good show. It's a good show, but there's a lot.
It's the Uncle Clifford show. That's what it is.
You said what, Reed?
It's the Uncle Clifford show.
It is Uncle Clifford. And I like Uncle Clifford as a character, but hey, some of that shit you gotta fast forward through, dog. Like, it's a lot of gay. A lot of. If you're a heterosexual male, it ain't the majority of sex scenes ain't for you. And the ones that are for us, it's probably like 5. If that, I might be being generous right now.
You ain't like them, X?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? So I was good at fast forwarding every scene.
Let me stop.
One of the episodes came on, and it was immediate gay shit. Like they was fucking in the kitchen immediately. And Uncle Clifford had a wig on. So you thought it was a chick at first because they just zoomed in on the wig dangling. And it's a dope-ass song. So you like, oh, shit. And the next thing you know, it's like, ah! It's Lil Murder.
he heard that bounce. Go, wow, wow. He was like,
ooh. Give me more reasons not to watch it.
I was upset, bro. I had to fast forward.
Oh, no. I don't know.
It was bad, man. It was bad. I'm sorry. I just. Jesus Christ.
No.
You okay over there, bro? Can you even see?
He was over there mid-chub.
No. Nah, that nigga Reek liked that shit, though. You know, he liked watching those scenes. I don't know. It does something for him. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely beating off. Word of Lubeck. For sure.
Yep. Yeah, my brother's bi. So, you know, he.
There's no such thing as being.
Live your truth.
Hey, there is no such thing as being bisexual as a male. I'll put it out there. Gerard didn't want to say it. There is. You cannot be bisexual as a male. I'm sorry. I don't know. But if that makes me a bigot, or if that makes me, you know, being a bigot is closed minded. So, if that makes me closed minded or any of that shit, like, it is what it is. You cannot be a man and be bisexual. You are either gay or you ain't. That's it. You either love women.
I'm a straight man, heterosexual. I am delivered. I don't like men's no more.
I don't like men's no more.
I'll get delivered. But nah, yeah, you know, you're right. You can't be bisexual, bro. That shit. But anyway,
you can't go back, bro. I don't care. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even, like, it is what it is, man. Like, it is what it is. Like, you can do whatever, but that one time.
You say you can't go back, man.
You can't. Like, bro, even if you're not getting fucked, you fuck a dude. How do you go back from that? How do you go back from that, Jay? As a grown ass man.
Never been something I had to think about. So.
The thing is, I think the real thing that people don't really understand is that men are men. We're supposed to be tough. We're supposed to, you know, we are the symbol of strength. You know what I'm saying? Real, not in this new age society where everybody believes that everybody's equal, which is bullshit. But in a real world sense of view, you know what I'm saying? Men are the symbol of strength, bro. Imagine a Hulk fucking another Hulk. That shit is weird. You know what I'm saying?
Impossible.
Women are nurturing.
I mean, is it a She-Hulk?
Nah, nigga. Hulk. Too big, hulking ass.
I mean, anything muscular would be gross to watch.
I wasn't even going to go down this rabbit hole. I just wanted to make it be known that there's no such thing as a bi man.
Going down the rabbit hole, bro, I just feel like this. Women can be bisexual because they're nurturing. They're naturally nurturing. They're naturally catering.
Entity. Because they're the real double standard in this world, yes.
Yes, there's multiple double standards, you know what I'm saying? You don't see women out here partitioning to be construction workers, you know what I'm saying? They want to be so goddamn equal.
Listen, the world is the way the world is. There's a double standard. Just like to achieve majority of anything in life, you're going to have to go through some struggle, you're going to have to work hard, you're going to have to take the long way. If you take the long way, you're going to get a better result than taking the short way. Majority of the time, 99% of the time. That's the way the world works.
Yep. Right. Just like it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know what I'm saying?
There is a way to get through easy and make a lot of money, but it's a very, very small percentage.
Facts.
Let's sell your ass.
Hey, you want that record deal?
So that's how the album came out.
Hey, look, he said, I'm on Spotify now, y'all. Pinky's boy. He on Spotify. He's selling ass.
Yo, wow, bro.
I knew it.
Wow. He said, I'm on Tidal too.
And Tidal.
What up, Jay? Chia. Chia.
I'm not even going to play that game with y'all.
Nah, I mean. Nah, it really is scary, though, when you think about it, bro, because, like, you know, even now, like, when I think about, quote-unquote, getting famous, you know what I'm saying? If I ever was to get, like, popular enough to be on TV or some shit, I do be thinking about that Illuminati shit. Like, nigga, somebody might really pull up to your crib and...
Oh, you over there just trying to decide if you're going to say yes or no?
Nah, it ain't even about that.
Shit,
I'm going to say yes with flying colors. What you mean, dog? Hey, what I need to do? Oh, okay. Nobody has to know. But no, bro,
let's
like,
get famous.
Nah, for real, because you know it limits how far you can go. You know what I'm saying? And as a person who wants to do that stuff, you have to make the conscious decision, knowing like I'm not gonna be that famous because I'm not willing to. I'm not. So, yes. I'm, ain't nobody poking me in my ass. Fuck that. I don't give a damn what comes with anything. That ain't happening. Not. Hell no. So
it was just billion dollars. Ask you about your dental plan.
You said $1 billion?
$200 billion.
They go ask you about your dental plan.
Dollars. So look, $200 billion sounds like
he's saying
lifetime of money.
He's saying
and
yes.
they say they'll give you a rectal reconstruction.
First of all, that means that somebody is not First of all, Journey must want this. Hey, look, first of all, rectal reconstruction surgery. Nigga, that is not somebody simply smashing you for fame. They are destroying. They are destroying society, bro. Like, rectal reconstruction surgery, nigga, that means they got three dudes. All right, that's the first one. Next up, how bad do you want to be in this Marvel movie? Take it.
Oh, my God.
All right, first of all, $200 billion, nigga. I can pay you to forget that ever happened.
Being a bitch.
Right? All
give me the blue pill. Check the cash app.
I'd be like, hey, yo, y'all got some crack or something, some heroin? Look, I need to forget this. I don't want to remember none of this shit. Roofie me. Roofie me. Wake up in the morning, check your bank account. Oh, no, what happened last night, dog? I just, I made some investments.
Oh, dog,
I invested in GameStop, and it went crazy. That's
fucking crazy, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, oh. Man, this man said rectal
That's funny.
Hey, look, for $200 billion, you probably need throat reconstruction surgery.
Oh, no. Bro, you wild. You wild. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I just faded to a ponytail.
Oh, no.
No, man. Dead. Gerard is a sick nigga, man.
Wait.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Oh, man. These niggas are sick. That shit is funny.
Yeah, man, X Y.
Oh man, I appreciate y'all being on here tonight.
Oh, of course, bro. This was hilarious.
Oh, I just want to remind everybody, football season is coming up, man. So if you ain't on the fantasy teams, find somebody that's got one. Get on fantasy. Let's get it in, man. Fly Eagles, fly. The Eagles will be going all the way this
fuck
year.
Baker,
man.
Mayfield. Fuck Baker Mayfield. Fuck Sam Darnold. fuck Matt Rule.
He's a Panthers fan, if you can't tell.
Do y'all want to get on this 3-on-3 basketball tournament?
I mean, if my ankle
is four of us.
In, I would.
Oh, he's at least
four people. For
he's like, Reek don't count. He's not here anyway. He could be on the bench in the spirit. Like, what's that movie with Marlon?
What were you saying? What tournament is this, though, Gerard?
It's the Rose's having some 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Gerard, have you already scouted some of the people playing?
I don't care who playing.
This nigga got us against some like damn ex-pros.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It
like,
shouldn't be. Don't fall for it, ex. Don't fall for it. Let me tell you about
Gerard. Gerard's going to be the only dude on our team. That's good.
Let me tell you about Gerard, bro. One time we went hooping, right? I crashed at his crib the night before. So he's like, we're going to go hoop on base. I'm like, okay, bet. We're going to go hoop on base in the morning. I'm like, all right, that's straight. Nigga, I ain't hooped in 3 years. This nigga had me hooping against somebody that hooped in college in 2-on-2.
Caught him, Jay. You can do it.
I'm like, dog, are you kidding me?
He said, Stick to your man.
When they do the pick and pop, you just got to buck at him and drop back, and I'm going to be over here.
No, bro, first of all, I would literally look at you, dying, and I would walk off the court.
Bro,
and when they do the pick and pop, they need a all right.
I didn't want to talk to Gerard for a whole hour, bro. I was so upset, bro.
You got it, bro. I'm good. But no, I'm down to 3-on-3, but I need to be a tournament with dads and like niggas that work at Home Depot. You know what I'm saying? People that have jobs.
You're not gonna line up something and be like, yeah, this dude here, he played with Chris Paul. He put 40 on Chris Paul in high school.
It's a fun league, man. It's a fun league, bro. It's
one. He busted his knee, but he dunked on Tracy McGrady. Like, I'm not.
I was gonna say I'll come up with 140. Y'all just gotta come up with the 35. We can play.
You gonna come out there with Catino Mobile?
Hey, look. He said 175. My head was like,
I knew better. You see what I said? I'll come up with 140. Y'all gotta come up with 35.
175 to get beat. Cause you know me, I'm standing in the corner. That's it.
175 for one game.
You get a guaranteed 2 games.
Oh, okay, bet. Nah, that sounds dope though. I'm here for it, man. I really would like to do that, man. I love playing basketball. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I definitely miss basketball, bro.
Like, basketball is fun. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Hey, shout out to everybody who's never been beaten by their little brother in their whole life, man. Shout out to everybody, man. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? I never play this nigga again. Never again.
You saw that? He wanted a reaction so bad.
I don't need a reaction, man. Hey, silence is gold, man. Just know I ain't never been beaten.
So bad.
Hey, what LeVar Ball say? Never lost. Never lost. My whole life.
He said I'll never play him again.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. This nigga had me on the ropes, bro. I was mad. My dad had quit the game. He went and stood by his car. I don't even know how I beat Tyree. He knows it was bullshit. I just threw some shit up and it went in. I should have lost like a motherfucker, bro. And I would have said, that's it. Never play it again. Ever. Hey,
players make shots, bro. Players make shots.
Like, never, ever, ever.
Mamba mentality, X. You had the Mamba mentality.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you, man. RIP to the GOAT. RIP to the GOAT, man. You already know
I still remember where I was at whenever I found out Kobe passed, man.
I knew where I was at.
I had the greatest weekend ever. That shit just brought that to
me. I was in the middle of the mall in Orlando, and everybody was crying, like walking in the mall, just people were crying. I'm like, bro, what's going on? And then I seen something on my phone. I'm like, this is a lie. Like an Amber Alert saying, like, Kobe died. And I'm like, bro, this is a lie.
Nah, bro, I remember that shit. That shit. Mm-hmm. That was a rough one, bro. That was a rough one. But before we go, man, go ahead, give everybody y'all socials where they can find y'all, man. Go ahead, Jay, you can start it off, man.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at your baby mama's favorite rapper. I'm joking. No, you can find me on Twitter at JMustFlourish. You can find me on Instagram at FlourishGangJ. Find me on TikTok at DeshaunJ. Find me on Facebook at DeshaunJ. And yeah, that's it. Pinky yeah, Boy's out now.
Make sure y'all go cop that Pinky's Boy, man. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Go listen to it. Also, check out Radical Jack's Views interview with Jay. You know what I'm saying? It's
facts.
On,
facts.
It's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everything, YouTube, man. We all that shit.
Don't let him fool you. His album is subpar at best.
Oh, wow. Ooh, wow.
Hey, it's okay, Jay. I'm gonna crash this computer. I'm
gonna find it. I'm gonna hack his computer, crash that shit.
Rico crash his console, too. Crash his console, too.
Yeah, facts.
Whole IP. Whole
destroy
IP.
Destroy that address. Xbox, boy. You gotta destroy
whole
that
IP address.
It's not that hard.
Everybody finds you, man.
I can literally just call him on Steam. I can get his IP address and then run it with Wireshark and then never mind.
Can't call me. Who will answer?
He really could. He could shut it down, bro. But Reek, where can they find you at?
I don't have any socials. I'm off on everything, but he.
Hey, look. He gonna pick up his phone. He gonna go to the right. He gonna see his wife sitting right there. What socials, nigga?
What socials, nigga?
Dude, that's
ex asked that. Oh my god, ex asked that. She would probably perked up like, yeah. What socials you talking?
Yeah, Where can they find you? You already told them you're in North Carolina. What else you want these hoes to know?
I didn't say that either. You niggas said that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Gerard, where can they find you at, man?
IG is the only way. Don't call me Rondo on Instagram. I don't got no Facebook. I don't got no Twitter. I don't got no phone.
Call me Rod.
This nigga said,
don't call me Rondo.
Eat that Rod.
Don't call me Rondo. All right, I guess that works. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm streaming on Twitch, Radical_20, man. Social media plugs as follows.
Pissing ID, people Radical, off all across social media.
Reviews. I ain't pissing nobody off, man. I just got opinions, man. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect, you know?
That's what the people that piss everybody off say.
Can I add another note? If you ever needed some private investigation, I got you. If you ever need some tech questions, I got you. I run a consulting business.
I mean, it sounds like a joke, but he
yeah, it does.
Yeah, he actually, he'll hook you up. If you need a quick consultation about what's going on with your IP address, please hit up Don't Call Rondo on Instagram.
Think your girl cheating on you? Hit Rondo up.
I'll give you the facts, hey, but you know hey, it's going to hurt.
Lie. Don't lie. The girl is cheating hey, Ron, on you. Hey, you should hit up Rondo.
Version of cheaters. Do your little version of cheaters.
Hey, right. Bro, leave me hey but I'll find it, though.
Yo, oh, hit this man up, bro. He will get it. And she got an Android. Hey, if she got an Android, bro, hit this man up. It's free booty.
He's gonna be on the episode like we saw your girl at Rose Saturday night, taking shots with DJ backwards.
Is this your IP? is this your MAC address? That is your phone. Oh, okay. Okay.
That is her Corolla.
So on this date, this phone connected to your Wi-Fi. And I don't know if that's not one of your hosts.
But yeah, y'all already know what it is, man. Catch me on Twitter at Jack This Tweet, man. You already know what it is, man. Radical Jack's Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all major streaming platforms, man. We on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? My intro.
Oh, yeah, and follow me on OnlyFans too.
OnlyFans. Follow Deshaun J at OnlyFans at I Wish My Dick Was Big. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
No dick too small.
Facts.
It's enough.
If it passes the clip,
it's the motion. It's not the size. It
passes the clip. Oh,
it's the motion. It's not the size. Freak.
Some people don't even know what that is, bro. You said the clip. They said what?
Facts.
The what?
But that's far.
Is that honor of a
that's
deep,
not the G spot.
That's deep, bro.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
That's like a foot inside.
Yeah, man. They say only real ones can reach the clip. I am the clit commander. Shout out to Jay and Silent Bob, man. It's a great movie. If y'all never seen it, that's where the clit commander comes from, man. This podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views, man. You, my listeners, are welcome, man. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. I appreciate all my guests for being here, man. I had fun. We're going to try to be more consistent with it, man. Shout out Reek. Shout out Jay. Shout out Rod. You already know what it is. I don't know why he turned off his camera, but y'all can't see him no more. But this will be on YouTube. I'm going to be editing everything, man. We're going to try to do something every week, man. We out. Appreciate y'all for coming through, man.
My man is speaking facts.
Nemo Hose, a.k.a. Ringo Mandingo, recording is on. We're going to cut all that. I don't know if y'all heard that.
Please keep how we all reacted as a blooper. Because I looked at all of us. Please keep that as a blooper.
Did y'all hear that? It's recording now. Like, what the fuck?
All of us was like... almost at the same time. Me and Gerard literally did it in unison. We was like...
That just pissed me off, man. I was in my zone. All right.